from the COIN Podcast Studios in Portland, Oregon. This is your weather weekend with meteorologists Joseph Dames and Kelly Bairn.
Good morning. You're listening to Your Weather Weekend. I'm weekend meteorologist Joseph Dames. I have morning meteorologist Kelly Bairn with me, and we are going to talk about the weekend forecast in just one second. But good morning to you, Kelly.
Good morning. Nice to be here on the podcast.
You know, we had a busy week because earlier in the week in the podcast, you might have heard us talking about a tornado, but we didn't have all the details yet, and we had rain, and we had all these things going on. Well, now we can officially say that we had a tornado in Battleground that was an EF0?
It was an EF0, yes, and confirmed on Wednesday, or sorry, confirmed on Tuesday.
Tuesday night or something like that.
Yeah, pretty late. The survey team was out there all day looking at the damage and, again, trying to figure out how strong this system was. So they confirmed an EF0, and it was in North Battleground. It traveled for almost 4 miles and had maximum wind gusts of about 85 miles per hour. So on the weaker side of tornadoes, but this is pretty typical of a tornado in the Pacific Northwest if we see one.
Yeah, we have a lot of EF0 tornadoes. They don't carry the same type of, energy as a tornado that may form in the Midwest. But we've had some strong ones before. We've had some EF1s and 2s, and so we do have some strong ones, and they still do damage, and they still can cause harm. But they're brief. They typically are only on the ground for a really short period of time.
Yeah, which is nice because, again, they can really damage an area. There were some fences down, some trees. They can take out windows and dent things. They can take off shingling on houses. So they can definitely cause havoc in the spots that they touch down.
So we're getting close to that part of the season, that time of the season, this type of weather as we get into, I think, October more so, in November and December. Sometimes we get hail, some stronger downpours, these isolated weak tornadoes. So we're getting close. And although it's late September, it's not unheard of that maybe we would have a brief tornado
right
now.
Pretty timely, you could say, for one of these to form. I mean, looking at the rest of the week, we got a pretty nice forecast shaping up.
We do. It's going to get real nice this weekend. We're going to kind of clear out the crud that we had going on. I mean, it was good crud because we needed the rain, so that's okay. And we had some cool mornings out there, and those might warm up slightly. But we have a nice weekend on the way, and that is true. And before we get to that forecast, I do want to head over to our interview. We have the Portland Marathon this weekend. Did you run in that?
I didn't run in the full marathon. I did the Shamrock half, and that was on the bucket list, getting a half done. A marathon, ooh, that's pretty tough. So I'm excited to hear about the event. I didn't sign up this year, but maybe one of these years.
I saw the course. I'm like, ooh, that's long. Okay, so they filled me in on the information on that and the details, and they're glad to be back. So let's go listen to that interview. All right, this weekend goes out to all the runners out there and the family members who are committed to their loved ones who are also big-time runners. We have the Portland Marathon this weekend. Big event. It's back. A lot of people are excited for this. If you're interested in it, you may even be able to still run. So let's go learn a little bit more about the Portland Marathon. I have Jared with us. What can people expect for the Portland Marathon this year?
You know, we are thrilled to just be back to being able to have the race. Obviously, it was canceled back in 2020 due to the pandemic, and there are a number of steps that we'll be taking this year. We know that we're not completely out of the woods pandemic-wise. We're just thrilled to be able to get people together to run once again. So runners can expect the same amazing experience they had back in 2019 when we first took over the event. We have about 20 different entertainment groups out along the course. We'll have neighborhoods out cheering. We'll have plenty of food and fun at the finish line. So we really look forward to having that that fun atmosphere again.
Yeah, I've noticed that with some of the events that we have going on downtown, it's bringing people out to, kind of check some of them out and just to be there. And it really adds to the atmosphere in Portland lately. And I think people are real excited. So that should be nice for people. So I'm on the website. Can you break down like what all the steps are for this? There's the expo, there's, the race arrival time in the morning and the course, the perks. Can you kind of break down the event in those stages?
So the expo takes place on Saturday up at the Oregon Convention Center, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is when runners will arrive and be able to pick up their materials: bib, their shirt, their timing chip that they need to participate in the race, I do just want to point out that anyone coming to the expo, because it is indoors, we will be requiring either proof of vaccine or a negative COVID test taken within the last 72 hours. But there will be several vendors there. Anything having to do with the running industry, you'll be able to find it there at the expo. Race day is Sunday, October 3rd. So runners are able to begin gathering down at Waterfront Park as early as 4:30 a.m. The race doesn't begin until 7:10. And once it does, both the marathon and the half marathon go off at the same time, right at 7:10. And then we'll have finishers coming through for both the half marathon and the marathon pretty much all day long from about 8:15 or 8:20 all the way up until 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And that whole time we'll have a little party down at the Waterfront Park down near Salmon and NATO. There'll be entertainers, there will be a live band, free voodoo donuts for all of the runners. So it will be an awesome opportunity for people to come out safely and with masks to cheer on the runners and get that feeling back that we've all been wanting for the last couple of years.
Does Voodoo make any special donuts for the event? Any Portland Marathon donuts, do you know?
You know what? They did in 2019. Things were so up in the air this year until just a couple of months ago.
Right.
That will absolutely be on our list for 2022.
Yeah, that's so neat. That's so neat. Another thing, when I'm like going through the website, I noticed that you have a section that says weather. And of course, that makes me really happy. Warning the people what the weather may be like around this time of the year. And it says, although conditions may vary greatly from year to year, historical temperatures averages from race day are low of 50 and a high of 67 and a 25% chance for rain. I'll tell you, it's going to be a little bit nicer than that this weekend. So that's going to be awesome. It's going to be a great weekend for this event.
You say nicer. We actually prefer the cooler, the better.
Okay. Okay.
Of course, looking at a high in the low to mid 70s, but we runners in particular, the marathon runners that will be out there for a day, they like it nice and cool. So low to mid 70s isn't too bad, but we're just glad there's not rain and glad it's not too hot.
Yes. Okay. That's understandable. The good part about this time of the year is the mornings are still usually pretty cool, but the afternoon, yeah, can get a little warm out there for the runners. So maybe it's more of a post-run nice weather type of day. So how long does this usually take? Did you mention it? It's pretty much most of the afternoon. What should people of Portland that are like, you know, and maybe interested in peeking and checking it out from a distance, maybe watching some of the runners, what time should they maybe be around?
So runners will be finishing from 8:30 in the morning all the way up until 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The peak time when most runners will be coming through will be probably about the 10 or 11 o'clock hours. That being said, for those who actually live along, which you can see at portlandmarathon.com/course, you're welcome to go and cheer the runners on all day as they run past your house. We do a really fun thing called the Neighborhood Cheer Challenge, where all of the 95 neighborhoods in Portland are invited to participate. It doesn't matter if the route actually runs through their neighborhood or not. Bring signs, blast music, whatever they want to do. And then after the race, the runners actually vote on which neighborhood associations they thought did the best job. And then we provide a financial donation to the top five. So we do definitely encourage people to come out. We're still cognizant that COVID is a remaining concern. So we want to encourage people to be safe and still mask when they're outdoors in front of a bunch of people. But, you know, it's a great way to spend a Sunday sitting out on your lawn or your neighbor's lawn watching the race go by.
Yeah, it's a good way to weave in the community and the public. I was going to ask you if you've, you know, talked to any of the runners and, you know, if they get real into that, if they appreciate it when those neighborhoods and those people are out there. But sounds like if you're asking them to vote, that they're definitely aware of it.
Oh, yeah. It was the number one comment that we got in 2019. The runners were so thrilled with how involved the neighborhoods got. You know, we changed the course in 2019. Prior to then, it was quite a different course that ran through some of the more industrial districts and less neighborhoods. So runners really did appreciate the fact that they get to run past a lot of cheering people now.
Yeah, I see a chunk of it goes through Selwood, Moreland area, and up through the South Waterfront. And I imagine some of those locations can have a decent amount of people out there, the Brooklyn neighborhood. So that's yep. Great.
Shout out to the Portland neighborhoods. They do a great job.
Yeah, shout out to them. Honestly, I think that's about it. Is there anything else you'd like to add? You know, do you want to tell a story about anything exciting that happened in the past or anything coming up or...
we're just thrilled to be back. Like I said, it's been a difficult year for all of us, and runners are included. You know, races have been taken away from us for a while, and everyone is just so glad that we get to get back and toe an actual start line. You know, no more of these virtual races or kind of these silly things that popped up during the pandemic that were just a band-aid, but we're back to a real legitimate in-person race, and we could not be happier. So we're grateful to all the neighborhoods that welcome us and that host the race, and invite everyone to come out and participate, whether you're a runner, a spectator, or even if you don't know anyone. It's just an awesome thing to be involved in a marathon. I always tell people that there are very few places in the world that are more inspiring than the finish line of a marathon. You know, to see these people come across the line having done 26.2 miles, and you know, some of them are running in honor of a loved one who has passed away. Some of them have been on a weight loss journey, and just to see their emotions as they cross that finish line, it can change you. Great experience if you're looking for something fun to do.
Yeah, there's always this tends to be a story or two and that are weaved into it. So yeah. Is it possible for people to still join in?
Absolutely. Yeah, you can register all the way through Saturday afternoon. Obviously, those who want to wait that long will need to come to the Expo, Oregon Convention Center, to register. But yes, online registration is still open.
Where can people go to get more information again?
PortlandMarathon.com.
All right. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a wonderful event. I'm glad that it's back at it. Do you know how many people are signed up?
We have around 4,000.
Wow. Great. That's it. That's all I have, Jared. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, absolutely. Good luck. Thank you.
Well, there you go. It's going to be a perfect weekend, although I learned it may be a little warm. And I want to break down that weekend forecast for you with Kelly on the other side of this interview. If you're going to be at the Portland Marathon doing some running this weekend, good luck to you. Have a great event. Here's your forecast.
The town of Detroit. It is almost completely burned out. There's one or two restaurants that have been saved. For all intents and purposes, this town is gone.
A year of fire
and ice
and heat.
116 Oregonians have now died as a result of the state's recent heat wave.
Three deadly weather events that made international headlines.
But what is the connection to climate change?
I think Mother Nature is very mad at humans.
Now, the COIN Podcast Network is going beyond the headlines.
The crises we're going to be facing from climate change are really going to balloon and intersect with other crises.
Deep into a discussion about our changing climate,
the danger it poses to all of us,
and what you can do about it.
We better start doing something about it real soon.
People are just not prepared for this.
It is a climate in crisis, now streaming on the COIN Podcast Network.
Ready, set, go. Is that how they start marathons?
I think they use a big gun and they shoot it in the air, right?
And then pow.
Yeah, pow. Everyone goes. Or like a whistle.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be a great weekend for that. I had learned a lot about the Portland Marathon. They changed up their course. They kind of incorporated a few more neighborhoods because at one point in time, they were doing like the more of the industrious area of Portland. Mm. And so now they kind of tweaked it up. So they want the community to, like, although we have COVID measures still, be careful, you know, but support the runners that are going on by. And I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is a big event. A lot of folks sign up for it. They push themselves and they go for the full marathon. And that is something that is still on my bucket list. So Hats off to all those folks that are getting at it in the marathon. And do you know if the course is going to be a little more hilly?
It kind of goes through some locations, south waterfront area. It has some hills and that section.
Oof, all right.
So they might. Well, here's the deal, Kelly. I mean, how bad do you want to get off your bucket list? Because there's still time. You can sign up all the way up to tomorrow afternoon, Saturday afternoon. You could
just
sign up then.
An impulsive decision to run a marathon. Oh my goodness. After the half.
That never turns out well.
Yeah. Right? After the half I did, I was so sore. Those last few miles were tough. So I think I would need to instill a better training plan for an actual marathon. So I'm fine with waiting, but
okay.
But thanks for the support.
You'll get that bucket list eventually. Yeah. I did learn another thing. I was like, well, it's going to be a fairly nice weekend. I hadn't, you know, given away all of the weekend information at that point in time, but they're like, oh, runners like it to be cool. I was like, oh, okay, well, maybe it's going to be a little warm for you folks. So why don't we get into the forecast? This weekend, starting Friday, we should break into maybe maybe 70 degrees around Portland. But by the weekend here, Saturday and Sunday, we really start to flourish.
Yeah, we are expecting a little bit of a heat up, and temperatures are have been trending a little cooler from earlier models. But, you know, in general, we're still going to see the 70s, which isn't too bad. But indirect sunlight in the peak heating hours of the day, it can feel a little warm. Typically, when I like to go running in the afternoon, the low 70s is just about perfect. So I still think running weather, regardless of the time that you'll be running this marathon, I think we'll see some pretty good conditions.
Yeah.
Highs on Sunday in the upper 70s. On Saturday, likely low to mid 70s. So, yeah, in general, this weekend is looking pretty good for any outdoor activity, especially running.
Yeah, and it's also the time of the year where the mornings are kind of chilly still, you know? Like, temperatures are, I think, on average, right around the lower 50s now to start the morning, maybe upper 40s even. So the mornings are kind of cool, and the afternoons are nice, and especially for hitting lower 70s, that feels pretty good. They have events going on afterwards. So yeah, expect sunshine and temperatures in the 70s this weekend. And I think that's pretty close. I think I recall back on Tuesday discussing like what our average high is now. And yesterday when I had looked, it was like 72. So I think that's our average high now. Okay. Is actually 72.
Cooling
so
off.
We're getting to the lower 70s. Yeah, I think we wrap up the month right around 70 degrees. So we're getting closer.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this weekend is going to be nice for a lot of events too, not just exercise or running, but the pumpkin patch. Again, that sunshine is going to be real lovely, especially in this part of September when we can get some stormy weekends. And we've already seen one of those about a couple weekends ago. So I think any weekend that is dry and warm going into September and October tends to be beautiful because we're not getting excessive heat. We're just getting perfectly warm afternoons. So I think we're getting lucky here with this weekend.
Yeah, it's the type of fall weather I really appreciate.
Same,
it's just
right?
So nice. I think everyone does. That's why it's always so packed and busy and people are out doing things. And it's a wonderful time of the year around here. Before we know it, it'll be cloudy and rainy and cool and wet again. So I know everyone's enjoyed those little spurts that we've had, and we've definitely needed it. So we'll take it. I don't think we have much going on through the weekend. I think out to the coast it should be nice, into the gorge. I mean, depending on where you are, I think you'll have maybe slightly different temperatures, but I think conditions overall are going to be pretty similar, sunny and fairly nice.
Right. I assume the marathon starts pretty early in the morning.
I'm
trying to think how long it would take to run a marathon. And I think, you know, on the fast side, it's 3 to 4 hours. And then on the longer side, maybe around 6 hours. So it's a good chunk of the day. And if you're starting early in the morning, you'll likely finish around, you know, late morning, early afternoon. So I do think temperatures will be pretty great for this event.
Yeah, I think they have running going to about 2 p.m. or so. And then they have some like events at the finish line and people hanging out. And so it sounds like it's going to be a fun package for the full day. But it seems like they run to about maybe 2:30. So, they get 50s to lower 70s probably.
Awesome.
Somewhere in that range.
I do love all of the booths and like the free stuff from different companies. All the swag. So hopefully they have those tents out and, you know, you can celebrate finishing the event. You get your shirt, you get your medal. Just a good time.
Yeah, it is. It is. All right. I think that's it. I hope you guys, if you're thinking about going out and cheering on the race, enjoy it. Temperatures in the 70s. Nice weekend. Nice fall weekend. Pumpkin patch. Cleaning up around the house, but have some leisure time as well if you can. And that's all I have. Anything you'd like to add?
No, just enjoy the sunshine and be grateful for some warmer temperatures and dry weather, because we're likely in for more rain heading into these next fall months.
No doubt about it. All right, have a great week.
The Coin Podcast Network is your home for on-demand coverage of local news, sports, weather, and entertainment you won't find anywhere else. You can always find us on coin.com/podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.